This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listen to a radio program on the Northern Plains on the air. That's what's on your mind. Thanks to you, our fine listeners, on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, on the 50,000-lot patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, the flag. The flag west, booming to the Bakken, 1090 on your radio dial. And KLTC 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson, North Dakota. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you very much. You can join the conversation, Senator Kevin Cramer, this hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here to answer your questions, take your comments, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. Here he is for the Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday, this very hour, Senator Kevin Cramer. Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm grateful to be home, actually. We wrapped up, what's weird, you could say we wrapped up 4 days late, but turns out it was one day early as a result of the previous funding bill that provided funding for the government through midnight tonight, but we were able to get through it all yesterday, and a busy week, to say the least, in the Senate. I mean, we got more legislation through this week, not to mention 13 more federal judges. Than any time since I've been in Congress, and it was a banner week for the Senate. A little bit of a letdown in the House the other night on the impeachment deal, but now it's unclear whether Nancy Pelosi feels like she's got a strong enough case to send it over to the Senate. So if you can figure that one out, let me know. All I know is don't let her negotiate the next trade deal.
I was hoping you could help us out here. In fact, I know people don't talk like this back home, but your workplace is sort of swampies. So we have a clip here from the speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and I'm not sure this is in English. I don't know. You decide. But please tell me what she's saying here. It's less than a minute, but it's less than a minute. But it's referencing the impeachment articles and when they would go to the Senate. Roll that, Kevin.
Caught me off guard here, brother. Sorry. What am I rolling?
This would be the in Slack, the thing that is.
Oh, that one. All right. Here we go.
Some Republicans have said of looking like you're playing games with impeachment if you hold on to these articles for too long.
I said what I was going to say, Nancy. When we bring the bill, which is, just so you know, there's a bill made in order by the Rules Committee that we can call up at any time in order to send it over to the Senate and to have the provisions in there to pay for the impeachment. And then the next step, whatever you want to call it, the trial. That is where you put the managers. I was not prepared to put the managers and that bill yet because we don't know the arena that we are in. Frankly, I don't care what the Republicans say. Any other questions? Not on this subject. I said this is it. I honored Nancy.
Okay, translation, please.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you played that for me. I had not heard it. I mean, I've heard people have been sort of scratching their heads all over Washington, including media, wondering what was she saying now. Wow, that was incoherent. Yesterday, the leader McConnell referred to it as constitutionally incoherent. But that's worse than constitutionally. That was somebody who doesn't know what she's talking about, evidently. That's where you put the managers. I don't know the arena we're in. The Constitution has that pretty well covered. The arena is the United States Senate. You know what it sounds a little bit to me like? Scott, it sounds to me like Nancy Pelosi is guilty of obstruction of the Senate. Obstruction of the Senate, that could be an impeachable offense. I mean, she doesn't have a choice, Scott. I mean, if she hangs on to it, here's what, I think there's a couple of problems she has. One is she didn't want to ever do this impeachment. Now that she did do it, because of course her left wing base required her to do it, and they're in charge, not her. Now she's looking for an off-ramp. And I think if she could have an impeachment vote, which she has had, and not send the articles over to the Senate, she could say, we impeached President Trump and he wasn't acquitted. And that would, of course, it means she didn't impeach him. As you know, their left-wing constitutional lawyer who fumbled the ball at the impeachment hearing in the House, wrote a piece yesterday that says that's not an impeachment if you don't send the articles over to the Senate because impeachment requires a trial. And so she's just caught between hard places, evidently. But I wish I could interpret what she said. All I can do is try to speculate what's going on in her brain. And there's a
so
lot
we
of...
We think it might be a little buyer's remorse there.
I think that's right. I do think that's what, like I said, I think she wants an off ramp. She'd love an off ramp. She'd love to be able to say, we impeached the president and he didn't get acquitted.
And they could do that literally by withholding the articles and not sending them over, but that means the president isn't impeached then.
That's correct. That's what it means, that the president was not impeached. So I don't know what she's thinking or what she's going to do. I don't see how she's going to have an option. I mean, as soon as Speaker Ocasio-Cortez gets a hold of her, she's going to require her to send it over there, over to the Senate, I would think. So,
Speaker who?
Ocasio-Cortez, the real Speaker of the House. You know, there's this young senator from, or House member from New York who's all the rage, I guess. The socialist, you know.
Yeah, well,
She
locked her away in some
sarcasm truth.
Capital or what? I don't.
I know she has been sort of out of it for a while.
Yeah.
This stuff might be a little too wonky for her. But
very, very, very bizarre. Okay, so you're one of 100 senators, most exclusive club in the world.
That's what I hear. Yeah.
This could ultimately go before you to say yay or nay. What do you think is the best next step here for?
I think first of all, the next best step would be for Leader McConnell and Leader Schumer to agree to the terms. And what Senator McConnell is offering up is the exact same process as they had during the Clinton impeachment in 1999. Exactly the same. Senator Schumer is opposing that. Now suddenly that's not good enough for Donald Trump. He wants to name witnesses, call witnesses, name witnesses, already predetermined what witnesses would come. And of course that's a decision for the Senate to make, not for him to make. And so we'd like to go to the rules as they were in 1991. We'd love to have consensus on that. Consensus is not required. Only 51 votes are required. But that would be that to let the House managers, the attorneys, probably Adam Schiff, make their case, bring all their evidence. Now, remember, they did have 15 witnesses. Now, only one of them was a fact witness. 14 were not. They just had opinions and hearsay, or they were college professors that didn't know a thing about what they're talking about. But that's the case they made, and they'd have the opportunity to spend hours, days making the case in front of the United States Senate under the direction of course, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He would be the presiding officer, not Adam Schiff, not Lindsey Graham. It would be the Justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice John Roberts. And then we would hear from the president's lawyers, something that they were not allowed to do in the House. They were invited at the last minute to one round, but not to cross-examine, but to be there. Or to call witnesses. They weren't allowed any witnesses. And so they would have their opportunity then to present their defense. And then senators would have the opportunity to write down questions and present them to the Chief Justice, who would then direct the questions to the appropriate lawyers. And after that, which would I would guess would be about a 2-week time period, at least a good long week, and most likely 2 weeks, then we could decide as a body whether or not we want to go further, whether we want to go to double jeopardy. And We'd have to see what people want to do. I'm inclined to not want any more witnesses. It's not the Senate's job. It's not the job of the jury to make the case for the prosecution. In fact, it's the job of the jury to presume that the accused is innocent, something that Democrats seem to have forgotten. And but anyway, that's what I think we ought to do at this point, is at least go through the phase one the exact same way as they did with President Clinton. It's familiar to people. It would restore confidence in the Congress, at least in the Senate side, for people. And I think it would be the fair way to go.
Senator Kevin Cramer is with us, taking your calls, questions, and comments. Text coming in already by the dozen. 800-228-0550 for your calls, 701-258-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Chris, somewhere traveling the highways and byways of the Northern Plains, on the road is what it says right here. You're first up, Clint and Bismarck, you're on deck. Stay tuned. That's next when we continue with the Talk Radio Town Hall and Senator Kevin Cramer today.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anybody like this song, you think?
I love this song.
I used to like it, but I'm so sick of it. It just seems like it gets played more than any other Christmas song. Why is that?
Oh, Ebenezer, cut it out.
little toe tap to it. Just such a sap. I want the classic traditional Christmas music, you know.
Well, this is as traditional as it gets, isn't it?
What?
Bobby Helms? This one like the early 60s, isn't it?
Traditional to me is
57.
Holy Night. Oh, come on,
you
faithful.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You know.
Yep, yeah. Yep.
I'm not going to hear that. It's Midnight Mass. Trust me.
Oh, well, I got you there.
They're
I
not
got
doing
you there. Okay, you're right.
They're
yep.
not doing...
you
got to
go to the Rock and Roll Mass.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, exactly, Kev. That's right.
All right.
You must have one somewhere.
Let's get to the calls here. Chris on the road. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Hello, Chris.
Hello, do you hear me?
Now I can. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Senator Kramer, what would be the odds of McConnell's changing the rules in the Senate? Because the Constitution is vague. It just says Senate's solely in charge of the trial, House is solely in charge of impeachment, but as far as the procedure, it's vague. So McConnell can change the rules in the Senate to set up timelines for A, right. House manager to be appointed, and B, for the case to be transferred to the House.
Yep. Well, I don't know that he could change... Yeah, okay, go ahead, and I'll answer.
Another point completely unrelated, but what's it going to take to get the FEC board completely filled so these campaign violations by Omar, Tlaib, and Cortez can be investigated, tried, and hopefully prosecuted?
I didn't realize the FEC, the commission wasn't fully staffed, and it's that's
yeah,
not
I think,
equal.
Yeah, they're short members.
I'll check into that.
Confirmation
okay.
on.
Do they not have a... quorum? Maybe they don't. I'll check into that. I appreciate knowing that. I was not aware of that. With regard to the rules, I don't think there's anything that we could do in the Senate to the rules that would govern how the speaker sending the impeachment over. And quite honestly, the most laughable part of her position, and Chuck Schumer has stated this a couple of times, is that they want to use it as leverage against Mitch McConnell and the determining what the Senate how the Senate's going to conduct the trial, but to use something as leverage by threatening to not send over to the Senate something the Senate doesn't even want to receive is hardly leverage. That's what I mean by I hope she never ever negotiates a trade deal because it's completely upside down. Where we can change the rules. And so what he's done was, it's a good point, that there are like 25 rules that govern the impeachment in the Constitution. For example, as per the Constitution, we have to start the trial on January 3rd if we had received it. So there's a, you know, within a certain number of days, you know, we're out of session now, so it looks like the second day that you could be in session, you have to start and things like that. But, this is why we, in the past, the leaders of the two parties have come together to come up with a set of rules that you would overlay the existing rules for things like you know, calling witnesses, an agreement in advance. And here's why, because what would happen without another set of rules is that you really could have chaos. Every motion, in other words, every time one of the lawyers from either side made a motion to call a witness, the Senate has to vote on it. And then you have to get 51 votes in order to call that witness. And every motion is amendable. And every motion allows 2 hours of debate, split evenly. So you can see where amendments to motions, which become motions themselves, and how this thing could just spin out of control, and you'd never get around to making a decision. So those are the kinds of fundamental rules that we'd like to be able to get laid down first. But it's also why, if we could at least agree on phase one. Now, you raise an important point. I'm talking now about a consent, some sort of a consent that both sides agree to. You don't need both sides to change the rules. You only need 51 senators to change the rules. But, you know, it's the view of the leadership, and I would agree, that to the degree you can have at least, at least bipartisan support for the rules, you have a much more fair appearing process. Now, given what's happened in the House, it's not hard to be more fair than that was. And we are more fair just by virtue of the fact that that the presiding officer is not biased. The presiding officer is not a person who spends all of their time making comments, disparaging comments about the accused. What courtroom in the world has hearings where the judge spends all their time beating up on the accused, right?
Yeah, so, very good point. Yeah.
So in this case, right out of the chute, you have the Chief Justice and you have the Constitution itself. Absent any other rules, there are rules that will govern it. But the rules, the first phase of rules that, that Leader McConnell's offering up are, like I said, they were unanimously agreed to 100-0 on a literal vote in 1991, and that was for Bill Clinton, and there's no reason not to do the same thing. And my guess is if Chuck Schumer never wants to come along, and they're trying to position themselves to be able to say, oh, we were so fair in the House, but the Senate's been biased, my guess is that we'll get 51 senators that just do what was done 20 years ago and move on with it, but it should be nice.
Let's see here. Full bank of calls and a bunch of texts. I'll squeeze in a quick text. Will McConnell now take up a vote on USMCA sooner because impeachment is not being sent over?
Okay, that's a great question because so here's how USMCA works. USMCA was passed yesterday. It'll come over to the Senate. We will, while we're not there, they're in session today. We'll be in what's called pro forma session today, which will allow us to receive it if it came over today. If not, there'll be sessions next week and at least the week, you know, between now and the beginning of the year. Once that happens, a 15-day calendar kicks in. And the 15-day calendar is that it goes to the Finance Committee, which is chaired by the President Pro Tem, Chuck Grassley of Iowa. And that committee has 15 days to report the bill out to the floor. So they would probably have a hearing and maybe a markup or at least a mock markup and then send it up. Now, they don't have to take all 15 days, Scott. They could do it in 15 minutes if they wanted to. My guess is that they wouldn't because that would, you know, lack some integrity, but it's not like we don't know what's in it. So anyway, sometime in that time frame, they could do that and report it to the floor, and then we could have floor debate and vote on it. Assuming, again, to the texter's point, that we do not have the articles of impeachment, because once we get the articles of impeachment, that goes to the front of the line as per the rules.
Clint Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Clint.
Good morning. A couple of items. I'm terribly against this expansion of this family leave that President Trump's daughter is twisting her dad's arm on, and I think you're probably a fan of it. And I don't know that the president or anybody else is giving any thought of it. Sure sounds nice, but the implications it's going to have for small business are just overwhelming.
Sure. Well, first of all, it does. You're right. Ivanka Trump is a big proponent of it. I am not a proponent of it. It is the bill that you're talking about. Anyway, it did pass. It's part of the appropriations bill that passed the House Tuesday. I think it was, and passed the Senate yesterday. Only applies to the federal government. It doesn't apply to private industry. But hang on. There's no question that's the direction some people want to go.
But this legislation does not. Do anything other than affect federal workers. Hang on, more coming.
Agriculture
up.
Feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump is going to be signing a big budget bill today that will keep the government up and running, preventing a government shutdown, which otherwise would happen tonight at midnight. The Senate approved the budget compromise yesterday, with White House officials helping to negotiate the year-end agreement. It will fund the government through next September, the end of the current fiscal year. AAA says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling between December 21st, which is tomorrow, and New Year's Day. A AAA spokesman, Robert Sinclair, says many will drive and many of them will deal with a lot of headaches.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, tax, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
I think Kev's a big Mariah Carey fan.
I am a Mariah Carey.
I think you are.
Me, Kev, or that the other Kev here? Me,
Kevin Flint.
I am a Mariah.
Because you're picking the songs, and we're having more than a fair share of Mariah Carey. I like Mariah Carey, especially here when she peps this up a little bit. But she's kind
of
doing that
along. I like the sing along style of Christmas music, personally, but that's just me.
So the sing along style would be like what?
Just the melody, the way it was written, and the way we all learned it. You know, it's clearly like the national anthem when it becomes a performance.
Right.
But Mariah Carey's a wonderful performer. You know?
Yes, she is. And Kevin Flynn clearly has a little crush on her.
He likes her a lot.
I think so, too. You know, B-Mobile, my friends at B-Mobile want you to come in this weekend because they are the blowouts they have for the weekend are unbelievable. And it is your last chance to let B-Mobile help you gift peace of mind this final weekend to get the best deals plus the safest devices from your favorite brands. Something for everyone, just in time for Christmas. You can gift your loved one the latest Samsung watch. Allows them to track their health, use their phone, access their favorite apps. Pairs perfectly with the new Samsung phones, Samsung devices, plus much more available at any B-Mobile location today. North Dakota, Minnesota, find one near you. Look for the B-Mobile sign. Go online and find one. B-Mobile.com. You can find out more on Facebook, too. Follow them right there. Okay, back to your answer for Clint here on family leave. Yep.
Paid parental leave is, which is what was in the, and I said it was in the appropriations bill. It was in the Defense Authorization Act, and it was originally to only apply to the military, but there was, but Democrats insisted on having it apply across the government, and they wanted that and a whole bunch of other things. They wanted to prevent the modernization of the nuclear triad. They wanted to eliminate really ground-based missiles. They opposed the Space Force. They didn't like the increases in spending. And so in the negotiation for the National Defense Authorization Act, the one thing they got was paid parental leave, and Republicans got everything else that we wanted, including they also wanted to, of course, prohibit the president from being able to move money around in the defense budget. They wanted to stop the wall.
I have been following it, but it's another case of the negotiations seem to be a never-ending progression to the left, which brings up my second point. You were kind of tooting your horn and taking credit for renaming Sully's Hill, and yeah, now all of a sudden we're renaming Custer's Park in Bismarck. And, you know, come on, these people are part of our history, right or wrong. We don't have to agree with their spot, but, for instance, the Custer Park in Bismarck, now this latest one to come up, the professor from UTTC even went so far to say Custer was a very complex man and it wouldn't be fair for him to, you know, to just judge that he was this evil person. There was more than that to him, according to the article in the Tribune. And I just, you know, our park district is going to further study Custer. Well, I don't know. Did they go to junior high and grade school? I don't get it. My grandson can't watch the Dukes of Hazzard because there's a Confederate flag on the roof, and I, you know.
Well, the government has
the for what it was.
Sure. Does the government not allow the Confederate flag on Dukes of Hazzard? There, maybe they don't. I don't have a clue. With regard to Custer Park, though, they are not, well, they're remotely similar, and certainly Custer and Sully are so similar. They were both Civil War soldiers. Custer was a Civil War hero, and then they both became eventually Indian war fighters. And you're right, in the context of history, they weren't that abnormal, as ugly as the history might be in the context of today. And so I share your concern about sort of political correctness run amok. But here's where the Sully's Hill thing is so very different. And I mean, it's very different. Sully was most famous for a massacre of Dakota Sioux Indians in Dakota Territory. He killed hundreds of them, wiped out a village of 500 teepees in a full-fledged massacre. And many of the relatives of those people live on the Spirit Lake Indian Reservation. And Sully's Hill, a hill that was originally called White Horse Hill in Dakota, that's its original name, White Horse Hill, is now a federal wildlife refuge it's completely inside of a Sioux Indian reservation, Spirit Lake. For the people of Spirit Lake, to have to pay tribute or honor a war general who massacred hundreds of their relatives, you know, it's hard for me to see that's not a good idea to correct that error. Because when the government changed that name, and there was a time when our government did that with a lot of people, that they were trying to sort of restore, if you will, their reputations by naming a lot of things after them. And that was probably a mistake at the time, even much less in the context of today. But at the very least, if we can't understand that the people of Spirit Lake shouldn't have to live with a major federal installation, which is, by the way, a spectacular place, and I would encourage people to go visit. There are great herds of bison and elk and walking trails. It's a lot of forest. It's a beautiful place. But, you know, I think for us to not acknowledge and do what we can to correct that, I think it would be unfortunate. And I had this opportunity to do it. I introduced the bill. It passed, as you know, in the Senate unanimously, and then we were able to get it into this year-end appropriations bill so it can become law now.
Thank you, Clint. Appreciate the call. Texter says, what does the senator think about the spending bill? From what Senator Ted Cruz said, it funds the left's gun control stuff by funding a study of government gun confiscation.
It doesn't start. It doesn't fund a study of gun confiscation. First of all, the bill is the year-end appropriations bill is $1.4 trillion in the discretionary budget, and $1.4 trillion is a lot of money. However, it is $100 billion less than the same budget 10 years ago. So when you think about the direction of government spending, we're still below where we were 10 years ago as a country on the discretionary side. There's still plenty of places I'm sure that people could find cuts. My biggest problem with the bill isn't so much on the spending side as it is on the, there are a lot of policy things attached, but the biggest one that I have concern with is that it extends the production tax credit for wind development for another year. And what irritates me so much about that, it doesn't just irritate me, it infuriates me, is the wind energy industry made a deal 5 years ago, ironclad. We promise we will never ask for another extension. We want a 5-year phase out extension. They agreed to it. They promised they'd never ask for more. And of course, as always, they always ask for more. And they got an extension, and that did get in there. But again, as part of the winner doesn't get to take all because it's a divided government. They did get a 1-year extension. So that bothers me a lot. What Senator Cruz may have been talking about in terms of gun legislation is the Democrats insisted, and we cut it in half on some money for the National Institutes of Health to study the impact of gun violence on the health of the country and whatnot. And certainly, who knows what direction that study will go or what it will find out, what it will prove or demonstrate. That's what it does. It'll simply allows for that study to take place. And if I was king, it wouldn't be in there, but I'm not king. I have 534 colleagues that represent different aspects of the United States. And of course, Democrats have a majority in the House. But all in all, the spending bill, it's not only good for the country. There's a lot of really good things in there for North Dakota, including, well, the 7-year extension of the Export-Import Bank. That was something like another bill that I introduced early on, and we were able to get that language in there. It's very important to a number of North Dakota manufacturers, America's competitiveness in the global marketplaces. We did fund the full defense funding that was part of the National Defense Authorization Act, which we also passed earlier. Stuff that I helped pass before. It included an Affordable Insulin Approvals Now Act, which I introduced in July with Senator Durbin, which is sort of a wonky thing, but very important to bringing down the price of insulin. That's something we've been working on for a long time. It also funds the border wall construction, and it places none of the limits on the president's transfer authority, which is something that the Democrats were really after. We were able to fight that one off. We increased the funding for Customs and Border Protection law enforcement officers, which, as you know, we were in need of. One of the other nice things about the bill is we actually repealed completely forever 3 of the main Obamacare taxes, the Cadillac tax, the medical device tax, and the health insurance tax. And we've been year after year sort of extending the prohibition on them, but they were all permanent law. And this time we were able to repeal them permanently. So that's about a $400 billion tax cut for Americans. And then another bill that I introduced that got in there as part of it was the Manufactured Housing Modernization Act, and really important in North Dakota because North Dakota has something like 25,000, I think, people that live in manufactured housing, and it's never been, manufactured housing hasn't been treated well, let's put it that way, in the affordable housing programs. The other thing, by the way, as you know, we've gotten a lot of calls on this over the last couple of years, Scott, but we were able to get an exemption for livestock carriers from the ELD laws, so electronic logging device, and that was great to be able to get that in as law. But there are a number of other things relating to electric cooperatives, shoreline railroads, things that were standalone bills that I helped introduce that we were able to get into the spending bill. Plus the largest increase in salary increase for our military men and women in over a decade, and that was long overdue.
Texter asked the question. I have just a short second or two for your answer, but if the bills were so good, why did Congressman Kelly Armstrong vote against them?
Yeah, you'd have to ask Kelly that. I think that the thing he put out, he said he didn't have time to read it read the bill. And in his defense, he didn't have as much time as we have, because, of course, when it's dropped in the House, we have all that time while they're debating it and vote on it. We have
hold that thought, if you would. Dwayne Towner, Larry Bismarck, Corey
it's
Kenmore.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo.
Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hennon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Lutefest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat, Lutefisk, and all the fixins.
Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or online at juventours.com.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Beautiful little Christmas cheer there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of our What's On Your Mind program. Quick word about our friends at Schwann's and Todd, and then we're going to get back to your phones and some more texts here on the Talk Radio Town Hall final segment.
Okay, I can't. Santa can't speak for Schwann, but I can. And while their sleighs don't have the hot chocolate, they do have the hot seats. Heated steering wheel, heated seats, all-wheel drive. And you know what? There are some 2019s. They've got to go. So you want to get there safe this Christmas, right? Get yours. Start out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, just to finish, I think you hadn't quite finished your answer for the texture related to Kelly Armstrong votes against your suggestion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
We really do have a little more time in the Senate than the House because, of course, it has to pass the House first. So we do have more time to see the bill. The other thing, though, I would say is many of these things, including the appropriations, remember, this is 12 separate bills, and we've been working on them for a year. So, I make myself very familiar with the appropriations bills throughout the entire process. Now, there are some last-minute amendments. There are last-minute things that get added on. The tax stuff, you know, it's a matter of choices. I'm familiar with not only the tax provisions, but several other tax provisions that didn't make it in. But we work it a lot. I mean, I work it very hard throughout the year. So by the time the 2,300 pages comes down, I may not know what every page is, but I'm more than slightly familiar with the aspects of the bill. And that's, which is why the most common question I ask my staff when a bill like that comes down is I'll say, look to see if this is in there. Make sure that's in there. See if they got that out, this out. You know, you get pretty familiar with it when you're working it, throughout the course of the year. So, but again, in his defense, he only had a matter of hours, I think 18 hours from the time the bill was dropped in its final form to study it, and whereas we had that plus the next couple of days worth of time. And by the way, in the course of a 2,300 page bill, and just so people know, it's not like reading a 2,300 page book. Of course, bill text is quite easy to read, and it's quite easy to get to what you need to get to. But it's, an hour or two makes a world of difference. And the other thing is in the Senate, we have much larger staff, so we have a lot more people pouring through it and looking for the things that I'm looking for and whatnot. So, but if he's uncomfortable voting for something he's not intimately familiar with, I completely understand that. Default should not be yes. The default is you should always be no, and you should have to be convinced to be yes.
All right, let's see here who is next. We're going to go to Dwayne and Towner for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Dwayne.
Thank you. What I'm calling about is I've been disabled since 2003. Then when I turned 66, well, I guess 67, they put me on regular Social Security.
Right.
And then that didn't change what I got or anything, so I'm pretty fortunate there. But then they started taking out for student loans that I had just about paid for twice. And, of course, you know, something would come up and I have to have another surgery. But what I'm calling about is I've tried to, since the third month of this year, the 11th day, I sent in paperwork showing that I've been disabled and stuff to Social Security. And I know even your office has tried to help me with the matter. But what the problem is I had a heart attack and stuff. And by taking out the money, I have an old car, you know, and
sure.
Stuff, and I just don't have the money to get to Bismarck to the doctor's office, and they're going to take me off the pills that I'm doing real well. I mean, I'm blessed. I have no reason to complain.
You sound well, Dwayne. I only have about 45 seconds left, Kevin, so I don't know if you know enough here on this to...
I'm not sure what the final ask is, but I'm glad my team's working on it. I'll circle back with
the caseworkers that are working on your case and see if there's not something additionally we should be looking at or be doing. And I know, I understand what you're talking about, the going from disability, Social Security, regular Social Security, or as they say, old age Social Security, and which, well, 66 isn't very dang old, if you ask me. But anyway,
yeah, no kidding.
I understand all of that.
And what we'll do is we'll get your information, Duane, so don't hang up, and we'll grab that and just...
let's get hooked up.
Like there's a case file already going, so it should go quick. Here is a quick text. Supreme Court is supposedly reviewing the constitutionality of Obamacare. If they rule that Justice Roberts was wrong in calling the plan a tax in order for it to go into effect and is ruled unconstitutional, would SRPs be reimbursed?
Yeah, good question. The court would take up the simple question, of course, but they may prescribe too, and they sometimes will do that. So I don't know what the answer to that would be. It may very well be part of the case itself. The question of constitutionality is specific to the individual mandate. And
tell you what,
right,
we're
going to
do. That one's not going anywhere. We'll pick it up next week. Senator Kramer, thank you. God bless you all. See you Monday.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.